With Mother's Day just around the corner, are you thinking about something truly special for your mama? I am. And let me tell you about mylifeinabook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? So here is how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her a question via email, and these can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And then mylifeinabook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And then guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. You get to preserve her voice and her stories for your family. I mean, imagine you're discovering stories about her youth, her adventures, the challenges that she had to overcome in life, the way that you two connect and relate, and also the way her grandkids will relate to her. I mean, this book becomes a legacy and something that you and your future generations can truly treasure forever. I mean, your mom's given you a lifetime of stories, so this is your chance to give her a way to share them. And not only am I creating one for my mom now for Mother's Day, but for my dad's birthday, as my dad is turning 80 this year, and I like to gift him with sentimental gifts. You know, he's gifted my family and I so many treasured moments. So I wanted to create something for us to collect these memories and for my future kids, for them to know my father's voice. So beautiful, sentimental, easy to use. Let me emphasize, easy to use. And you can truly create one for anyone. Your mom, your dad, your bestie, maybe even you. So check out mylifeinabook.com and use code MAGIC at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com and use code MAGIC for 10% off today. I am an everyday a touch of mascara kind of gal, though I love a full glam moment. So whether I'm simply just adding my Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara by Thrive Cosmetics, or adding their highlighter, eyeliner, or eyeshadow to my full glam, Thrive has been my go-to since 2020 for most of my makeup products, so that's why I'm so excited that they're sponsoring this episode. And why do I love them? Well, not only is their quality and their application just chef's kiss, but also the causes they support. In fact, it's in the name, Thrive Cosmetics. C-A-U-S-E Medics. Thrive Cosmetics and Bigger Than Beauty Skincare exist to empower their customers, employees, and giving partners to live their most confident lives. And so they believe in responsive giving. And so thanks to your support, they either donate their high performance products or much needed funds to help communities thrive. Can't emphasize enough how great their mascara is. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. Plus, it's incredibly easy to remove. Just a gentle wash with warm water, and it doesn't leave any smudges. The nourishing ingredients also support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. And let me tell you, as someone with blonde eyebrows, I really do appreciate the natural look of their Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. This easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like a wax and blends like a powder. So just a few strokes to the line of your brows and fill in any sparse areas, and it comes with a little spoolie brush to lift and tame your brows afterwards. So with 8 shades to choose from, you'll always find the perfect match for your natural brow hair color. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/magic. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/magic for 10% off your first order.
The reason I really started interacting with the energy of the earth is that I almost could hear it. I could feel it. I could listen to it. And so these are formulas over the last 27 years that I have compiled, that I have worked with myself, where these combos created together in certain parts and done in certain ways create formulas that render results. And that's why I believe Energy Muse is here 18 years later, and we're very blessed to have our community that has amazing feedback with us, and thank you. Because we have people that say, hey, that worked, and I really, this happened to me and that happened to me.
Now let the magic begin. Hello, and Jaima Yomis. It's Raquel, and I am going to keep this introduction fairly short and sweet. Today is the first day of Mercury retrograde in this 2019 season, but I think it's the last Mercury retrograde of 2019 because, you know, we have multiple. So yeah, for the next 20 days on today, so by the time you're listening to this, slightly less. Make a note not to sign any contracts. Don't reach out to people from your past that bring you disharmony in any way. No exes. And no starting something or launching something. Yet at the same time, I don't really want Mercury retrograde to stop me if I feel like I really want to do something. So, you know, listen to your intuitive senses. Understand the energy. But no need to blame her for whatever challenges you may face, because let's be honest, we're going to be facing challenges all the time anyways. I think it's a great time to see what is coming up, coming forward. Perhaps it's a pattern that you are just ready to let go of and acknowledge her so you can let it go. But again, no need to blame the Mercury. I mean, I'm hoping that everything goes smooth. I'm going to be traveling to Bali the day you hear this, actually, if you're listening to this Monday. And apparently they say, you know, you should probably not fly during that time. But that's a little hard, especially if you're a travel person like me. I'm going to be flying around a lot during the Mercury retrograde, so I'm not going to worry about it. Just treat her as it's a normal day. But the first day of Mercury retrograde, I did leave my very important piece to my microphone at a coffee shop. And right now, by the way, I'm also using my computer mic. So during this episode, I use the computer mic. Right now, I'm using my computer mic, so I might not sound as crystal quartz clear during this conversation. And I happen to be talking to a crystal expert on today's episode. And you have heard her a couple times on Your Own Magic, if you are familiar with a lot of the former episodes. So I'm really excited to reintroduce Heather Askenosi. She's one of the co-founders of one of the leading crystal shops, Energy Muse. And yeah, this is Heather's third time on, but it's her first time chatting with me solo. We had a fun banter. I truly enjoyed this conversation, obviously. That doesn't surprise anybody. But Heather is here because she just read a new book for all of you. And the book, Crystal 365, Crystals for Everyday Life and Your Guide to Health, Wealth, and Balance, will be released November 12th. So next week, the week after this episode comes out. But you can pre-order it now. I left the link for the pre-ordering it in the show notes. And I'm beyond amazed by it. You're going to probably want to get it, but regardless if you feel like getting the book or not, this episode is going to provide so much value for anybody that is either a novice in working with crystals or complete seasoned crystal studier, practitioner, even healer. This episode is chock full of magical and intuitive crystal wisdom as we cover, like I said, wide ground on the topic, because she answers yummy questions, all very different. So I'm sure that there's going to be something in here that really resonates with you. And if you aren't working with crystals yet, I hope that this happens to inspire you, as the power of crystals really does help you connect more deeply with Mama Earth and even your soul, as crystals have this unparalleled ability to help us connect with the energy of the universe, because they hold all of this wisdom, this frequency that they radiate for us to vibrationally align with certain energies that we might be calling in. Of course, Heather is going to dive into a lot of that on the episode, and I hope that you enjoy. Also, I'm excited for those of you who are coming to the Sedona retreat. And also, thank you so much for those that are signed up for the online workshop. Of course, there's still space available. I'm really excited to help you all deepen your own magic as we all together connect more deeply with the guidance of our soul, or feel deep love for ourselves and all other souls too, to really up level our consciousness. And so far, I have a lot of, yes, of course, wisdom and insight, but also practical tools for you. And those that are attending will be receiving a long hypnosis that is guided by me to help you reprogram the subconscious beliefs that are holding you back from whatever magic you intend on deepening and whatever may be blocking you from expanding. So I'm super excited about this workshop on January 4th. Details are in the show notes, and feel free to ask me anything, email me anything. If you have any questions, I will be more than happy to answer. And last but not least, Skillshare. I mean, those of you who have tried it know how amazing it is to have all of those different courses right at your fingertips, because I mean, there are 30,000 of them. And for those of you who haven't tried it yet, well, you can try it for absolutely free for 2 months when you go to skillshare.com/your own magic, and you'll be able to try digital illustration. I am obsessed with digital illustration these days for whatever reason, from minimalist to super complex digital illustration. I just soak it up. I love it. I love my friends Annie Tarasova and Becca Wrights. Their digital illustrations, probably some of my favorite. And then also how to run and operate your own business, become an entrepreneur for whatever you're passionate about. They also have a lot of different courses on Instagram photography and posing. So, been a minute since I took a Skillshare class, and I should probably do that for Illustrator, because I am creating that poetry book, you know, which Annie is amazing. So Annie Tarasova, she's the illustrator, and she did all the drawings, which are phenomenal. So the poems are there, the illustrations there, but putting it all together is taking time. I thought it was gonna be released fall. Turns out it's hard to set a deadline on pure creativity and magic. So I'm aiming for early 2020. So that way it's like winter 2020 now. But I definitely am going to be taking an Adobe Illustrator class. Anyway, Skillshare has thousands of experts for you. So again, go to skillshare.com/your own magic to try your 2 months for free. All right, tribe. And now I believe it is time to let the magic begin with Heather Askinosi. It apparently ends in January 2020.
Yay!
I know! I'm so happy about that. Ugh.
Has your about time. Sometimes people have them for 2 years or 1 year. How's what was your, were you in a 2 year or 1 year vibe?
For sure, 2 year. Mine started 2017, early 2000, around the time you were first on this podcast. That's what it was like, starting to really come in.
Well, yeah. What did you learn during your 2 years?
Well, first of all, that we can befriend our darkness. That was the biggest lesson for me, that I had to, because I was so depressed. I didn't know why. I was like, I do all the things, you know, I meditate, I practice yoga, I pray all the time to my angels, and I feel so guided and I feel so loved by them. But why the hell am I so depressed? But I realized I just needed to acknowledge what was going on, to release whatever was inside the shadows and do some shadow work. And it really helped. And so the importance of just like, you know what, not thinking that this is a horrible experience, but this is part of the awakening, this is part of the light, like that is what really helped.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, that's a big lesson. I mean,
yeah,
take forward with you in life, so that's a good thing. Saturn returns are brutal, but they do teach us some good stuff.
Oh my gosh, so brutal, but they teach us so many good things. And now, like, I have a lot of different changes in my life right now, yet I'm finally understanding, feeling how valuable it is to have that practice of non-attachment, like to truly not attach to anything.
Wow, that sounds amazing. Yeah. I constantly try to learn that.
Oh yeah, it's always like a lesson. Like I have to remind myself, it's not like innate, you know? I'm like, mm-hmm. Nope. For example, for people, like if you like somebody, don't get attached to the narrative of what's going to happen after, like that.
Yes, yes. That's great wisdom. I love that.
Well, I'm excited for all your crystal wisdom. I don't know if you know this, but a lot of questions. Got a lot of questions on the Instagram for you.
Oh, great. Oh, I'm excited. Thank you.
Yes, all crystal questions, of course. But first, I would like to ground and pray a bit, if that's okay with you.
I would love that.
All right. Dear Divine Guidance, thank you so much for another wonderful conversation with Heather here. I'm so thankful for this connection and her presence and all the value that she has to offer. And please bless that whatever messages come through or messages that will help shift something or a lot of things in everyone's lives that happen to be listening, feel free to use us as a vessel, a channel at this time to deliver those messages. And also please bless that the tech is very smooth.
I like that.
I have to throw that in there every time because you just never know with podcasts.
Very true. Yes.
So Heather, you yourself just wrote a book. No big deal.
I'm so excited for this book. Really excited, actually, for this book.
I love what it's called, Crystal 365, Crystals for Everyday Life and Your Guide to Health, Wealth, and Balance. So amazing. I'm so curious what sparked this specific book inspiration.
Well, what sparked the book is that after Crystal Muse, we had so many people that were new to crystals that said, hey, I love the book. I like the stories. But there was a lot going on with the rituals, and I wish there was a easier way to get into crystals. And what's so interesting is after having Energy Muse for 18 years now, there's so many people that on a daily basis say, I love crystals, I collect them, I have them everywhere, but I just don't know what to do with them. and you know, can you just give me a real practical, easy way to interact with crystals? And so one of the things that we used to say is use your intuition. And what we found over the last year is that's a big conversation with many people, because some people are like, I don't know what my intuition is. I don't know if I'm picking that, if that's what I should be doing. So in Crystal 365, I take the top 52 crystals that are very plentiful on Earth. And each crystal is associated with one purpose. For example, pyrite is associated with wealth. So for example, this book's a little bit different. So instead of having you intuitively pick a crystal, you focus on what you want to create. And then from there, you go to that crystal. So for example, if somebody was having sleeping issues, they would go to one of the 52 crystals, and celestite is what the crystal associated with celestite. Then you go to that part of the book. It gives you a very short history. It gives you an affirmation, and it gives you a practical, simple, easy thing to do in less than 3 minutes so that you can start working with crystals immediately. And what we found is that the people that have seen this book and this new method are saying, this is exactly what I needed. It's very simple. I feel like it's so digestible. I could start working with crystals today, whether I know nothing about them or I've been working with them for 25 years. This is a new way that I can interact with my energy of my earth and the energy of the crystals, and that I could start feeling good right now. And so just felt like this was a book that really wanted to get on the market so that more people that could be exposed to crystals and not be afraid. you know, where they could be like, you know what, I could hold on to the energy of the earth and use it as a tool. And it doesn't go against anybody's belief systems. And it makes it very, it opens up the space beyond maybe those of us that are blessed and lucky enough to be on this path and be exposed. Mm-hmm. But I believe personally, we're at a time where we need to get more information out to a larger demographic of people. Maybe I'll call it the masses, because mm-hmm. Mama Earth, I'm here in California and she's burning. And I just feel like we need to all really tune into our planet. And one way to do that is to hold crystals and have a piece of the earth on us and around us so that we can connect better.
Even if that is just the simple intention for anybody, I have chills right now, but even if that's just the simple intention for any human, I don't think that sounds too overly woo-woo or spellbinding by any means. To simply, I feel like I could go to my dad and be like, Dad, if you want to, you know, connect with the earth, simply just hold a crystal and that will simply show gratitude for her, like just the simple act of that. And I do love, by the way, that you have the history with each crystal and just a simple, short, 3-minute, non-intimidating practice for each two, for those people that might find this stuff slightly woo-woo, or even for those that, you know, just love diving into this stuff, however, they don't really have the time, because that can stop me from a lot of things too. So I love that.
And you know what I love also about this book is that time is so precious to it's for many of us, it's our biggest commodity. You know what I mean? It's finding the time. And so with this book, with the 52 crystals, there is a photograph that goes with each crystal that shows you. So even if you don't have time to read, you can look at the crystal and know you look at the picture and know exactly what to do. And so it has this essence of being this photo book, mm-hmm. but it's very interactive and it's very quick. And if you want to read, it's there. But if you don't have time to read and you want to just get a quick fix, look at the picture and you're going to know exactly what to do.
I love that. I'm so excited to see it and see all the visuals. There you go, visual learners.
I'm a visual learner, so maybe that's why I was very attracted to this methodology, you know.
Obviously. You needed that. And I see that you have 3 to 6 step practices for an easy activation. Does that mean this 3 to 6 step practice is something different for every crystal, or how does that work?
Yeah, every crystal will have either 3 steps to it, and some crystals have a little bit longer, but once again, they're all going to be under 3 minutes. And then at the very end, there are 30 combos, because we have had a lot. Basically, this book is the questions that come into Energy Muse over and over again. We wanted to put this in a book. And one of the questions is, hey, look, I need help with my career. What if I want to get a new job? What crystals do I use? What if I want to quit my job? What crystals do I use? What if I just got fired? Or there's the questions in regard to love. What crystal combos do I do if I want to attract love? What do I do if I'm getting over a divorce? What if I do if I want to heal my heart? So there's, within each topic, there's a lot of subtopics. And we wanted to really give as much information to people beyond, hey, here's the 52 crystals. Now, you can combine these crystals to create an effect, and here's the formula to do so. Simple formulas.
I love that. I'm just curious if it was intuitive hits you guys received when it came to some of these rituals, or these are practices from ancient wisdom, or a mix of all of it.
So for me, I've been working with crystals for about 27 years, and this might be the woo-woo part of the conversation. Some people can hear, some people connect with plants where they have this engagement. I'm actually one of those people too. I love plants, but for me, the reason I really started interacting with the energy of the earth is that I almost could hear it. I could feel it. I could listen to it. And so these are formulas over the last 27 years that I have compiled, that I have worked with myself, where mm-hmm. these combos created together in certain parts and done in certain ways create formulas that render results. And that's why I believe Energy Muse is here 18 years later, and we're very blessed to have our community that has amazing feedback with us, and thank you. Because we have people that say, hey, that worked, and I really, this happened to me, and that happened to me. And so over time, I know which ones work well together, which things activate, which things shift, what things put together, what crystals put together can create change. And just like people, certain crystals work better together than others. And so there are crystal teams that I've compiled. And once again, this is a compilation of many years of putting these crystals together and seeing the results that they rendered with intention and as using them as a tool to help stimulate in your spiritual development.
I love that. Just like people, there are certain crystals that work better together than others. That is a quote.
I love that. Well, you know what I think is an amazing partnership, and I for any of the crystal lovers out there, I definitely think that rose quartz and amethyst are a great couple. They work really well in the bedroom together because they have very soft energy, and yet they meld well so that they both are doing different things, but they complement each other. So I love that pairing together if we're talking about couples and energies that work well together.
That is very interesting. You said that. You're not going to believe this. This is, I obviously won't give too many details away, but there is someone new in my life or whatever. And, but it's just like, yeah, not anything super serious yet or anything. But the one thing that I, or two things I do have in my purse for whatever reason, and I didn't even mean to have those in there. They just are, but I have a heart rose quartz from Kauai and then also an amethyst.
Okay. Well, there you go. And it's so interesting. And I think that anyone listening to this that does love crystals and has been collecting, you'll probably notice that you have those two crystals. And when you probably, many of us, you'll notice that they are paired together when you have them. And so they just kind of connect, and it's almost like they're a magnet towards one another. Wow. So intuitively do this, or do we do it subconsciously or just energetically? There's a whole different myriad of ways to look at it, but play around with that and see how that makes you feel.
That is amazing. Yes. How about those people that do have, I'll get to the questions here right after this, but how about those people that really do struggle with intuitive hits? So they have your book, obviously, which is so amazing for them to be guided by. And then from there, does that help them tune into their intuitive senses so they can figure out these combinations for themselves?
Yes. So basically this book, and with all of this stuff on our journey in life, we want to have a safe place to start. Sometimes we don't start things because things seem too intimidating or we don't know about it. And that's kind of scary. Mother Earth is nourishment. Mother Earth is like this mama nature, you know, nurturing, kind of like come in and let me give you a hug. So that's what Crystal 365 is about, is that look, you want to make a wish, work with fluorite. It's a wishing crystal. And then we will give you, I give you these practices, but then it's just your start. It's your entry in. And then you're going to have your own journey. The whole goal was to just have you start, to have you engage. And then from there, begin. But if it's too intimidating or it's too much, then you don't even start. And this is such a, I love crystals. I mean, this is what I'm here to do. This is my message. This is my, like the veins that go and the blood force of what, you know, who I am. Mm. I want as many people to feel and experience this energy. And so this book is the call to that here it is. It's simple. It's easy. Just try it and see how it makes you feel and open the door.
Open the door. Start maybe even with perhaps one crystal if you are interested.
I had to start slowly. In fact, no, my first one was gifted to me. And then that's kind of what it
was. Oh, nice.
I felt something different. I felt I just connected with the crystal. It was actually a tiger's eye.
And I like.
God. Yeah.
That's a cool person.
Forever ago. It was probably like my mom or something.
Love her.
It was a gift. And and I just remember tiger's eye was the first stone I really connected with.
Well, so in Crystal 365, just as an example, Tiger's Eye in this book, One Crystal, One Purpose, is aligned with building courage.
Ooh.
So if you want to build courage in your life, work with Tiger's Eye. I'm not saying that this is another thing. Crystals do a lot of different things, but I think what happens with most people is that they get confused. Oh, this is for love. This is for opening heart. This is the heart. Wait, this is too much. I'm confused. I don't even know where to begin. So I definitely, for me, Tiger's Eye, I use for lots of different things, but just as a starting point, one crystal, one purpose, building courage.
There we go. Starting point, keep it simple.
Yes.
No need to overdo it. I love that. And that's interesting. It's part of my life's journey is being a courageous lion and tiger.
Yay. I love that. I mean, tiger's eye, one of my favorite stones. I mean, that one's
It's powerful.
Yeah.
The one I'm holding right now is a brown fluorite. I think it's what it's called. I'm not sure if that's what it's called, but it kind of looks like a tiger's eye. But fluorite. Do you know which one I'm talking about?
Well, fluorite is one that has a lot of the blues and the purples and the greens.
Yeah. But then I think that she said that this one was a gold or brown fluorite or something. Because the fluorites I have, I also have that near me too, is the blue. But the one I'm holding is brown and it looks like tiger's eye. I can see through it and it has the fluorite. It kind of looks like a fluorite. It has the line features that a fluorite would.
Interesting. Well, is it an agate? It sounds not that it is, but maybe it sounds like a agate has those rich browns and those lines and that frequency. And in the book, agate is known as how to build balance in your life. So you want to hold on to agate for balance.
Okay. I like agate. I like blue agate as well.
Oh, I love blue agate. Blue agate's favorite.
That's the warrior one. Yeah.
Yeah, in the Crystal 365, blue lace agate or blue lace agate is aligned with releasing stress. And for us over at Energy Muse, that has been one of our number one sellers this year. But for the first time ever, I think a lot of people are definitely more stressed and anxiety filled these days. So that's definitely a nice touchstone for that.
Especially where you are in LA. That makes sense. You guys recommended for me to have blue agate by my side when I podcast, which I did for a while, and I don't know where my blue agate went.
Which is great for you because blue lace agate, and remember how we talked that there's different layers about it, but blue lace agate really helps with articulation and communicating your truths from a very pure state.
Oh, that makes sense. The throat chakra is blue. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's beautiful. Okay, good to know. I'll be in LA in a few days, so I'll just have to stop by Energy Muse and collect a lot.
Yay, we'd love you to come over.
I'm so excited. I definitely intend to and plan to.
Oh, good. Good.
Are you ready for questions? Because there are many.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah? Beautiful. All right, well, we'll start with the first one. This is from Laura Moonchild.
Wait, is her last name Moonchild?
No.
Okay.
That'd be amazing.
I thought you said that. I'm like, I'm sorry. Can we just talk about how cool her name is? Okay, sorry.
Right?
Wow, cool.
If it is. No kidding. If it is, her parents get it. Indeed. Yeah. No, this is, I'm given Instagram usernames.
Oh, okay. I was like, cool, fabulous name on Instagram, by the way. Okay.
All right. I love it. She asked, what is the best way to commit to a crystal practice needing help getting more serious? Oh, there we go.
Okay. Well, there you go. So this is what I would suggest. And once again, she needs to always trust herself and whatnot. I would just pick a crystal or pick an intention and then go with that crystal and just have it around you. Hold it, take it with you wherever you go. If it's small enough, place it in your bra, have it in your pocket, put it on your nightstand. The whole thing with crystals is they want you to interact with them. Just touch them. For me, I look at crystals like little stone people. And so I like the ones I want to have a deeper relationship. I have them around. I wear them. I have them in my room. I carry them. And then that's how it starts. So it's super simple and it's super easy. And then it's fun and playful. And I find when things are fun and playful, we engage with them a lot more.
Absolutely. I feel like I have a relationship with some of my older stones, like a deep one, yes, as if they are, like you said, stone people.
Yeah. And what's great about holding them and having them around, they all feel differently. And some of them, what I've noticed, are like, I don't want to go with you everywhere. Just put me on your bedstand. You know what I mean? Like, I'm getting exhausted. Don't take me there, you know? And then I have some that are just, they'll hang out in the car with me when I drive. So, you know, I have my car crystals that I like to have. And so I feel very safe and protected there. But those crystals are not necessarily ones that I will carry with me all the time. So once again, start with one crystal, start with something you could have in your hand. I think that's a great starting point, that something you can put in your palm. Like right now, as I talk to you, I have two crystals in my hand. It just feels good to hold. I feel grounded. I feel centered. And I like holding on to it when I'm talking to people or putting it when I'm waiting for something or I'm in a line. So start with something you could hold on to.
Yeah, it's very calming. Now I'm holding my selenite, and for whatever reason, I have it on my forehead.
All the time. All the time.
This is from Flux Airfeed, and okay. Flux Airfeed asks, does crystal size matter? I work at a crystal shop and get this question a lot. I say it doesn't matter, but want to know your insight.
I agree with what she said. One thing I do think on size is, just for example, what we just talked about, size matters when you want to carry it around everywhere. And now I have been that person that has taken large crystals with me, but it does get very cumbersome. So sometimes you want a larger, something very chunky and big if you're going to have it in your home as a piece of holding stability. And so something like that, you might want to have girthier. But is that size going to permeate a room differently than maybe a teeny crystal? Absolutely. However, if you need something to have on your body and carry around with you, then that big crystal is not going to work because you can't have it on your body and you can't carry it around with you. So you want to have size be dictated by what your need for it is.
Mm-hmm. Good to know. Yeah, because a lot of times we might say like, oh, this one's bigger, so this one's clearly better. But
if you're using that for healing and you want to heal your heart, it might be really big, but maybe you need that crystal on your body more. So yeah, you have to decide what you need and then go from there and decide the size based on that.
I like that. This is from Kelsey A. Cunningham. What crystal do you recommend empaths wear for protection?
So my favorite is black tourmaline, because I just feel like that's my energetic crystal bodyguard. I love black tourmaline for protection. I have it in front of my house. I have it in my pocket. I will wear it on my body when I feel I need an extra thing of protection. I always have it in my car. That's a staple in my car.
Ooh, that is brilliant. Plus it looks really sexy. It's one of the sexier.
It is a very sexy bodyguard. Yes.
Yes, a very sexy bodyguard. This is from Jananda, and she writes, are there crystals that can help with mediumship or astral projection?
Oh, wow. There's many. So I like labradorite as a crystal to unleash your limitless potential. I think labradorite is, because it's so linked with the aurora borealis and all these colors and the spectrum and the dimensions of something so much bigger than ourselves on a galactic level. So that would be one of them, but there are quite a few. Lemurian quartz, I think, is extremely interesting as to going into those altered states. There's quite a few of them, but just not to overwhelm, but I think those two are somewhere definitely to play around with.
Oh, that makes sense. Those are powerful. This is from Cat Holly 7. And she writes, Are crystals connected, meant for you, even if they were gifted by someone?
Yes.
Yeah.
There's a story about turquoise that I'll share with you. You know, turquoise is believed by the Native Americans as a story to be the bridge between heaven and earth, because crystal turquoise is also believed that when it's given as a gift, it magnifies its energy by 100. So I love when crystals are given as a gift, because usually, just like how your mom gave you that first crystal, you know, she was giving it to you because she saw this beautiful crystal and she thought of you in this highest frequency, like, oh my God, this is going to help awaken and open. And look at how it was a crystal form of something of what she thought would be the best and highest good for you. And usually when someone gives someone a crystal, that's usually the intention behind it, is that they want to give a crystal to someone for healing or for some kind of manifesting. And it usually comes with very good and high intentions. So yes.
I love that you said turquoise as well, because that's the other stone she'll always gift me, because she's super into Native American everything.
Yeah.
And so we gift each other that one a lot. That's cute.
That's great. That's a great crystal.
This is from E. Evans 92. I see crystals and crystal jewelry everywhere. How can I tell if it's a real crystal or not?
Oh, great question. So it is interesting. In our industry, in the crystal world now, there are a lot more counterfeit crystals showing up. Yeah. And you do have to have a very discerning eye. And what I'm seeing a lot of quartz crystal, I think, is becoming more and more, there's a lot more counterfeit on the market, but they do feel different. And so take a look when you get crystals, look for those. Crystals are, you know, they have marking, they're not perfect, right? They come out of the earth, and very few crystals are completely perfection. Most crystals will have striations and storylines in them. So when you look at your crystals, or you take a feel them, do they feel plastic? Do they feel too light? Do they seem almost too perfect? Because most crystals will have lines in them, or smokiness in them, or movement in them, and they feel different. They just feel different.
Yeah, that's true. You really can just tell. You can just feel it. And also, you can read the energy of the place as well, you know?
Yeah. More and more today, you know, always trust your intuition. Go to reputable sellers.
Yeah.
Usually most places, there's an energy integrity. I know that in the crystal world and people that are in this world, you don't get away with much when you're around that many crystals. You know what I mean? Because I think that we have to hold a high integrity of what we're doing with Mama Earth, because if not, then lessons will abound.
Mm-hmm. Amen to that.
Yeah.
This is from Is the Essence.
Love these names. Gosh.
Right? These are amazing Instagram names or names. Yeah. Yeah, I got a cool tribe. I really do. I'm very lucky. How to respect and connect with your crystal as its own entity?
For me, when I get a crystal, I like to hold it in my hand, and I do like to give it one purpose. So how you connect is holding it, connecting. Hey, crystal, I want to, the purpose of this is to help open my heart. So what happens is the crystal holds your intention and your purpose when you forget to hold it for yourself. So say you go out in the world and blah, 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 life happens. But the minute you come home and you see that crystal, you remember what you programmed it for. You remembered your purpose for it. And then the minute you pick it up and engage with it, you're back in that space of where you created the energy link.
All right, Yomis. So a quick interruption to talk about a sponsor who has been here since day one. So some of you may be very familiar, but I encourage you to continue to listen to this short little ad, as you may or may not know the power of Hum Nutrition and everything that they provide. I've been receiving lots of messages of how Hum has helped them in some way. A lot of people, it seems, like myself, love their gut instinct. It's like,
It is a powerful probiotic. It actually has 10 strain probiotics, 25 billion organisms, and each bottle has 30 vegan capsules for you. So you get your 30-day supply. And it really has helped my gut fight a lot of different issues, especially somebody that does eat a lot of fiber. I realized that that did have an impact on my gut in some way. So it's nice to have the proper digestive enzymes and probiotics in there to allow myself to run a little more smoothly, if you know what I'm saying. And then also for those of us who are turning 30 soon or over 30, you know, age just kind of becomes a thing. It's part of this human experience. Well, I also recommend their Turning Back Time, as it's just a natural way to provide ourselves with the age-defying skin cell protection supplements that they provide, such as turmeric and phytopolyphenols for antioxidants and polypodium leucotomos as a UV guard. I still don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, but I'm going with it. So, 20% off for the Soul Tribe. Still an offer for you when you go to humnutrition.com and enter the promo code MAGIC. And there's still just so much more. I highly recommend that you get a free nutrition report from one of their nutritionists to find the perfect supplement for you. They find the highest quality ingredients to help a variety of common health issues, such as tummy problems, or helping our skin glow, our nails grow, for energy, speeding up that metabolism, or maybe those who want a natural sleep formula. I mean, Hum, they've got you covered with their gluten-free, non-GMO products, and most of them are vegan. So there you go. Go to humnutrition.com and enter the promo code MAGIC for 20% off your order. That's humnutrition.com. Promo code MAGIC. Side note, a lot of times they also have like 25% off when you get 3 bottles. So you can type in the promo code on top of that 25% off. And so that's, yeah, a lot, right? Right? And just so you know, because I was curious for you on your behalf, I grabbed 3 different items just to test this out. So Daily Cleanse, Killer Nails, and Gut Instinct. And the subtotal was $60. My savings saved $24 with my discount. And so the total with those 3 was $36 for 3 different powerful supplements. Okay, anyways, back to the show.
Lilith brand. Yoni eggs. Why? How? Her experience with them.
So I'm going to be honest. I don't have a ton of info on this, but I do know if you are looking at yoni eggs, what I have done very little research on is that look for the ones that are nephrite and jade, because with yoni eggs and a lot of people, there's a history to it. There is a long history to it. And I know that there's women in history that used it for pleasure. They also used it to strengthen that area of their body, but also you want to clean the yoni egg. And so what happens is after you put that in hot boiling water, I know that nephrite or jade will not blow up. You can clean it because it's such a dense molecular put together. You want to be able to clean it. So that's why sometimes I know there was a bad rap about certain yoni eggs on the market. And I think the concern was, would they shatter inside of you? And if you clean them, would they shatter?
So
do your own research. That's just on a very brief, you know, study. That's what I looked from ancient history, was more of the modality of what the egg was made out of years and years and years ago.
Noted. That is really good to know, actually. This one is actually from my girl, Brie Melanson. Okay. And she writes, which are the best for EMFs and how big they got to be?
Okay. So I could talk about this for 20 years. This is my I live and breathe for. The number one stone, if anyone has a takeaway from listening to this today, is shungite. Please, please, please look at the power of shungite. On Energy Muse, we have a lot of information on it because I'm obsessed with shungite. 100%, you must have shungite on your phones. You must have mm-hmm. them by all your computers. Please get them by your routers. Anything that has any EMFs coming off of it. Personally, at my house, I have shungite everywhere. I have drank shungite water for the last 5 years of my life.
Can't wow. imagine
every single day of my life. So please, please, please look into this. It's being touted as the miracle stone of the 21st century, and it is powerful.
Remind me to grab some of that when I stop at Energy Muse.
Absolutely. Well, it is always here, and we sell out of it very quickly because it is the goods.
It is the goods. And if people are wondering what we're talking about electromagnetic fields. So somebody did also ask pretty much the same question, the glowing brunette. She asks, what crystals are good for blocking harmful rays from phones and computers? So that's the crystal. Yeah. Are there any others?
I'm going to only go with shungite because that's personally the only one I use for it. And
perfect.
I find for me personally, the science on that particular mineral and the molecular structure, and I think it goes into a quantum field. I definitely think it harmonizes the EMFs, and I haven't really found another crystal in my opinion, but there could be please trust yourself as to be as strong.
Let's keep it simple. We'll just stick with that. Yeah. And this is from 777 love EA 777.
Oh my God. I love that. You know, the power of seven. I'm obsessed with seven.
Yes.
Now. Well done. Okay. We'll talk
what's about going that. On with the number seven. I'm curious.
You know what? I've been studying, you know, I'm avid seven, you know, I love numerology and all that.
Yeah.
But I just think there's a frequency right now of seven and the healing modality with seven and the luck of seven. I'm really into that. I think there's a powerful frequency right now with working with the number seven and things doing things in sevens.
What's interesting is that I do still see 4, 4, 4, 4, 4 pretty much every day, but lately it really has been about the seven, which has not really popped up like it has in recent times.
100%. 100%.
So interesting. Well, she writes, best crystals to connect to spirit guides.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
I think that spirit quartz, you know, angel aura quartz, I think that that's a really cool one. I like angelite as well. I think that that's very, very powerful. Unikite is another one that I like because I think when you land into your heart, you really land there, then that just blows your life right open. And then you're able to connect with it all. So our journey here as humans, most of the time or some of the time, is taking that road from our mind to our heart and getting there and landing there for a while.
Is unikite the one that's a little pinkish and greenish?
Yeah.
So I like that one.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's very gratitude oriented, but it's very heart opening oriented. And so there's a lot of interesting frequency in that particular stone.
I see that. This is from 11 Robert A. 11.
Love.
And, oh, Roberta. It's probably not Robert A. It's probably Roberta.
Another phenomenal master number. I love it. Okay.
Exactly. How to properly clean and change them, sunlight or moonlight, and how often?
Okay. So once you start hanging out with your crystals more and have them that be your little stone friends, you'll notice that some of them become sticky or they almost become dull color. Like their color isn't shining. They're almost like, I'm tired. I want to go to this. You know what I mean? They kind of have this like, I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
And then sometimes they just start feeling very heavy. So this is when you have to, for me, I will rinse them off in spring water. Sometimes I will put crystals out under the sun, and sometimes I put them out under a full moon. And I know that there's a lot of certain stones, such as an amethyst, and there's certain stones you don't want to have out in the sun because it'll affect their color. But I am not, I know there's a lot of people that are like sun, moon, and all that stuff. But for me, I feel that most of the crystals have come from deep in the earth and in caves. And so they haven't really seen the sun and the moon and all that. So when I put them out, I will sometimes, it's just, often for me, it's time. So I feel as if I want to just recharge them. I'll put them out in the sunlight, give them a good vitamin D blast. But then there's times where I want them to soak in Mother Moon, and I want that richness of a full moon where the illumination of light. So I'll put them out them too. And then sometimes I will put them around a tree if it's safe, and I will let them soak up the energy of the roots and the grass. So I personally don't think there's any wrong way of putting crystals out in Mother Nature, because they are nature, so they go back to nature. Mm-hmm. But I definitely think every now and then you do need to rinse them off and wash them off so that they could sparkle. I mean, crystals like to be adored. They like that when you look at them and be like, oh my God, you're so pretty, and look at how sparkly you are. That mm-hmm. they kind of smile a little bit more. So keep them bright, because then they remind us for ourselves to also stay bright.
Oh, that's true.
So this is for the soul expanding and personal development curious humans out there that truly want to expand in a skill of some sorts that they felt they haven't had the time for, the resources for, or the money for when it comes to whatever they want to do. And honestly, we're abundant. Nothing should hold us back, especially money. But sometimes it takes a while to get over those blocks. I get it. But at least for now, in the meantime, for free for 2 entire months, you are welcome to join Skillshare.com/your own magic to try over 30,000 classes. Yeah, you probably won't have time for 30,000, or you probably won't be interested in 30,000, but at least they probably have something out there for you, as there's a variety of different types of courses, from creative courses like photography and painting to business courses and tech courses and prototyping, web design, mobile development. Oh me, oh my, there are so many. Podcasting, by the way, and writing and poetry, or helping out with social media of some sorts. I obviously haven't tried all those different categories, but I have dabbled with some of their writing ones. And I also just recently, which I thought was really interesting, was curious if they happen to have a hypnosis course. And not only do they have a hypnosis course, but it actually helps you become a certified hypnotherapist, because it is accredited, as there are many modules and it's pretty lengthy and dense. Well, it seems to be dense. So if you end up actually taking that course, let me know, because that fascinates me. And it's free. So who knows what else they happen to have if they have an accredited hypnotherapy course. Anyways, again, Skillshare.com/your own magic is where you go to get your 2 months for free. That's Skillshare.com/your own magic. And now on with the show.
Yeah, I don't know for any of you that have been working with crystals, but I've noticed with my clear quartz, some of them, the more you hang out with them and the more you take care of them, rainbows start showing up.
Wow. Yeah. Whoa. Yeah. Yep. Yep. I've seen rainbows in the clear quartz. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. So this is from BMorganXO4. Ways to use amethyst and if it's good for meditation.
I believe that amethyst is one of the number one stones for meditation. Yeah. I also like to, and this might be a little bit much, but for any of you guys that know about the violet flame or the purple flame of energy, I like to envision that around my body, because I think when you transmute your energy holding two amethysts, holding one in each palm, or even having it in front of you, and you visualize a big purple flame transmuting and burning up all your energy, what happens is you then connect to this frequency of blessings and miracles, and you could bring more of that into your life. And amethyst is something that ignites all that.
That's why it's one of my favorites. It's so powerful. Katie Serbeck, she writes, oh my God, can you have her talk about feng shui?
Okay, that's a whole other show I could talk about forever.
I know, I was thinking that. It's like, this is like a big topic. One or two tips for having, they just got a crystal, feng shui their place.
Okay.
A couple tips.
Okay, so my background is in feng shui. So that's what I used to do, and I still do it. But So these are the, I think, the top feng shui crystals. You want to have a piece of black tourmaline at your front door. When people get sick or there's weird energy that gets funky energy in a house, get a mason jar, get some sea salt, some water, and a small tourmaline, and put it in the jar and put it in the room. Change the water, the sea salt water, I would say every 24 to 48 hours until the room seems clear and clean. It's a very powerful way to cleanse and purify energy, but you have to dump the sea salt water in the toilet and flush it down the toilet. And then you have to wash your hands and then refill it back up. I like to have selenite on all windowsills in the room, in the bedroom. I think it helps to have lower vibrational energy, not enter the space, and it keeps your bedroom at a high, high frequency.
I love that. That's interesting because I feel like I just felt like placing selenite on my window seals. They just look good there. It feels like they should be there. That's so interesting.
Mm-hmm. They tell you. I mean, the thing is that we humans are really connected and smart. When we connect, we know. We know what's good for us. We know where to place. We know that exactly what we need to do. It's just we sometimes get misaligned with our power.
Very true. So crystal grids. So this one, I don't know if your book has it, but crystal grids, all about it. How, why, when? How, when, why?
Okay. So I love crystal grids. Well, all the time. When, why, when, every day. But some fun suggestions would be to do a crystal grid on a new moon. So what I like to do is I like to write my 10 wishes. And if you guys have a copy of Crystal Muse, the secret to this grid formation that I got from a kahuna is in that book. But basically what you do is you write down your wishes and then you get a quartz crystal point and then you put it on top. Then what I would do is I will line around the quartz crystal point depending on what you want to create. So say, for example, you want to create more wealth. I would throw citrines and pyrites and aventurines around the rose quartz in sequences of numbers that have to do with stability, 4, abundance, 8. And you know, I would work with the numbers. And then what I would do is we sell one of these here at Energy Muse is a pyramid, a copper pyramid. And I would place that over the grid. So that's just supercharging it. But when you're doing grid work, always remember to have a center point and always remember to use crystals that are aligned with your intention. So for love, you would use, you know, the rose quartz and the amethyst and the pink stones and the fluorites. Different things like that, and look at sequences and patterns. So if you want to attract love or have more strong, you would use sequences of 2. And then one last point to it is I would get a crystal point and then I would go above the grid and connect all the crystals together so that they're all connected into a full circle.
Wow. Yes. Yes. And I'm just starting to get into crystal grids. So that was really helpful.
But man, in Crystal Muse, it's taught to you how to do a grid and how to connect it, because a lot of people don't do the crystal connection part and it doesn't make the grid as strong unless you do that part.
Interesting. Okay. Good to know. Noting that.
Okay.
For the next new moon, by the way.
Yes.
This is from Wild Violets. What is the best crystals to carry with you for low vibrations and sad emotions?
Okay. So I believe rainbow obsidian. It helps to heal grief. It helps to heal. The reason I love that stone is that it kind of sucks and absorbs all those kind of funky energies, but then it blasts you with a rainbow. And I love that stone.
Oh, it's such a beautiful stone. Oh my gosh. There are so many stones I feel like I'm going to have to get when I'm there. going to be bad, but it's going to be good.
What we've come up with, and I, you know, to anybody out there, is with the new book, Crystal 365, and we have a kit that goes in accompaniment with it that has all the 52 crystals in the book. So they're little tumbled stones. So buy this kit that has all 52 with the book, and then you could start immediately. You have every every crystal and you're ready to go.
How amazing is that? What? That is brilliant. Are you kidding me?
I got to be honest, these energy muse, these women that are here at this company, I'm blown away. I am impressed with every single day.
Blown away indeed. What? That is brilliant. Yes,
I have to say it's very cool and it comes in a box. It's ergonomic. You could carry it and take it anywhere with you. They're all tumbled stones. So you have everything. You're ready to roll and you can do everything in the book.
So I can carry it with me to Bali because I'll be there.
Yeah. Oh, lucky. Bali. Where are you going in Bali?
I know. I'm going to Ubud again. It's like third home.
Lucky. You're a very, very lucky person. Wow.
So are you.
Oh, thank you.
Because you've been there many times too, haven't you?
I have only had the opportunity to go once, but I feel my soul has been there very many times.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. That is something that I feel like a lot of people that I know personally definitely have had a lifetime in Bali. Something about that place.
Oh, yeah.
Also, probably be at Uluwatu and Canggu as well. But Ubud's like home.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm excited. So this is from Color Her Wild.
Okay.
And she writes, is there a meaning for when crystals break in half?
Sometimes my personal belief system is that I feel that sometimes they've absorbed, they're like, I can't take anymore. And I've absorbed everything that I could absorb, or that it's just time. When a crystal breaks for me, I know it's time to give it back to the earth. I will either bury it or I will give it back to the earth in some way, because I feel as if sometimes things break because you're having a breakthrough. Something has to break wide open and it's very symbolic. And sometimes it's like, it's time to let go and really, definitely a time of reflection. Take a few moments. It doesn't mean something bad. It just means that you need to reassess. And I know a lot of people ask, well, what do? I have this broken crystal or it's chipped. Does it still work? Yeah, it still works. And it still is potent, but sometimes if you feel called, maybe it's time to give it back to Mother Earth.
That's a beautiful sentiment, especially since, you know, they probably do want to be connected to the ground at some point, you know, in this life. So that makes a lot of sense. And something just flashed in my mind as you were saying this as well. I remember when Ali was just about to leave Euro Magic for her own trajectory. Maybe I'll bring her with me to Energy Muse, by the way. But
that would be great.
I know, right? And but we had a amethyst that we shared because we lived together, and it just randomly like split open, and yeah, it was actually one from you guys that you sent. And
okay,
right? Yeah. And so it's kind of symbolic for what was about to happen, which is so beautiful.
Yeah,
in a beautiful way.
And I love that you just said that, because sometimes when we think something's broken, that it's bad, when something breaks, it breaks wide open and it could begin a whole new fresh start. And there's a lot of healing and magnificence that comes from those points in our lives.
That's beautiful. I have my half, and I'm assuming she still has her half because we decided to just split it.
That's great. That's great.
Yeah. This is from Crescent Mama. Thoughts on the ethics of crystal sourcing?
Huge conversation. Because, you know, when I first got into this industry, that wasn't even something anyone talked about. And it is something we all talk about now. And all I could say, and I'm being completely transparent, is the vendors that we go to, and because, you know, we've been doing this so long, we can go to direct to miners now. And we ask the questions, how are people being treated? How are crystals coming from the earth? But it is a very, you know, you can never control how something's coming out of the earth, how many hands, unless we are personally there watching it all. So we have to have trust and faith in the people that we are working with. But I think the bigger conversation, what we're finding in our industry, is how are the people being treated that are mining these crystals? Are they getting fair wages? Are they being, you know what I mean? how are they being, how's it coming out of the earth? And our industry is starting to change because more of us are asking those questions. But to the point of, if these crystals are coming out of the earth, I look at it personally as, okay, well, now what are we going to do with it? Let's use the crystals to help heal ourselves, to awaken, to change so that we can serve our earth and serve other people and be of service. Let's not have it just be out of the earth for no reason. Let's do something with it.
I'm glad that you guys look at that. That's why, for me personally, because, you know, if I were to spend my time trying to find that out, that would obviously take a lot of time. So I'd rather just go to sources where I know I could trust that they've already done that work.
And I'm going to be honest, we still are. Worse, our industry is still learning because these questions are brand new. And you're, I don't want to say you're in a corrupt type of, you're in the wild, wild west in some of these places where they're coming out of the plant, out of the earth. But what we can do is, when we have them in our hands, what are we going to do with it? And how are we going to change? And how are we going to serve back? How are we going to, in my opinion, spirituality and this journey is for us to be of service. That's true spirituality.
For us to be of service. That's true. Because then we're also serving ourselves as well, since we're all one. Like, we're serving each other collectively.
100%. And the crystals teach us how to connect again.
Mm-hmm. And I feel so, I think we're all deeply connected with crystals as well, because that is, in a sense, first level consciousness. And we all have our part of that as well. So there's a reason why we really do resonate with these crystals.
And it's where we all, it's the unification of what, we all have our feet on Mother Earth. That's something that does unite us. While we are all here, we are all here on this planet Earth. That's our unification point.
Yeah. And they're part of her.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm thinking, because I know you have to go right at 2. So maybe like 2 more questions.
Sure.
So the one I'm going to choose is, how about this one? RLS, does it make a difference if the stone is raw or tumbled?
I personally don't think it makes a difference. Well, the difference would be is which one feels right to you. If you're holding in your hand, which feels right. So for me, crystals are all about feeling, and that's how I gauge it. Sometimes I use raw crystals, and I couldn't even imagine having it in tumbled form because it just feels right in that particular stone. But then in other stones, I want it tumbled.
So. That makes sense. Yeah, I like having the mix. This one is popping out because her name, her Instagram name is window_crystals.
Love.
And she writes, what should you do if you're questioning using them after many years? Very interesting.
If you're questioning, what does that mean?
Yeah, perhaps she's questioning using crystals. Maybe she's having second thoughts on them.
Okay. Yeah. I think that's a really interesting question, because there have been times, and you know, and I'm in the crystal world, that I haven't engaged with my crystals like I did before. And sometimes everyone goes through periods, just, you know, when you're learning new things and whatnot. So if I think that the whole thing about crystals, in my opinion, isn't about thinking, it's about feeling. So pick one up, see if it feels right. And if it doesn't, then you don't have to work with them. But sometimes we need to have Mom and Earth nurture us again, and we need to pick up, engage with her so that we have a different interaction than it was before.
That's beautiful. Well, I'm ready for the last question that you've answered a few times already.
Oh, okay. Yes.
How would you advise your own magic listeners to create their own magic?
Raise your light, raise your inner light, and beam your light outward so that you inspire others to turn on their light, because we need light on our planet right now more than ever.
Yeah, that's very true. And you're in California too with the wildfires, so send light their way.
Yeah, you know, I just went to, I don't know if there's a place called Nam Yoga. And last night I went, and we spent the first 10 minutes just doing prayers, like just everyone in the room having their hands up and doing prayer and mantra. And when you get together in groups of people, we can put fires out, we can raise our light, we could heal a lot of things. It's just we have to unite and connect, and we are empowered magical beings.
That's beautiful. Well, Heather, thank you so much for this and all your crystal magic and wisdom.
Thank you for your great questions and to everyone that asked questions. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you everyone that submitted. Where can they connect with you, connect with Energy Muse, and get the book?
Yeah, so the book right now is on pre-order, and you can go to energymuse.com. We have some really amazing pre-order specials with, you know, chapters of the book that are not there that you could get on pre-order. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, energymuse.com. We're on all the social media outlets, so please come and visit us and let us share more about crystals with you. We love to talk about it.
That's so exciting. I'm so excited to go to Energy Muse. Like, I've been wanting to do that because you guys opened up after I left. It's been 3 years exactly since I moved to Bali from LA. Yeah. It's so crazy.
Well, are looking forward. So let us know when
I will.
When you're coming.
Okay. I will. I'll DM you.
Okay, perfect. Thanks.
Heather, you're amazing. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too now. Bye.
Bye.
Dear Yomis, thank you so much, so, so much for lending your ear and taking time, valuable time for your soul to listen to this episode today. I am honored to provide this for you, and I hope something in this spoke to you and shifted you in some way. I would love to personally connect with your soul on, well, of course, IRL, but also on the Instagrams or the Facebooks. My Instagram, which I am finally active on, is at Raquel Mantra. That is spelled Raquelle Mantra. I'll put that in the show notes. And make sure to not only see and respond to all the comments, but also send love back to you, because why not? And then for you to also connect with me and this powerful tribe of like-minded individuals, high-vibing individuals to raise your vibrations, feel free to join us in the Your Own Magic Secret Facebook group. That will also be left in the show notes. And feel free to browse yourownmagic.life. I have some free guided meditations on there and more information about upcoming retreats and events. And of course, my offering, my service, is the Soul Tribe exclusive site, which is $44.44 USD. This is for life, for you to receive many meditations. And the most recent one was to help you reprogram your subconscious mind to see your highest potential in a hypnotic state. For example, like reprogramming your subconscious mind to see your highest potential while you're in a hypnotic state, along with others like activating your third eye or short, simple ones to ease you into your morning or alleviate anxiety, and a lot of deep imaginings, which I love to do personally, is to just visualize and expand my imagination so I can be more creative in my day. In addition to that, other soul expanding journalings to ask yourself every morning, and magic challenges and other spiritual rituals, yada yada. Anyway, I love you all so much. Thank you so much for listening, and have a magical day.